Lately, I've been using a new product that I really like. It's called Superbeads. It's based on Nobel Prize winning research and the nitric oxide principle. Nitrates are converted to nitric oxide in the body, which is the secret to Superbeads activity. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeads.com. That's 800-738-2198, intelligentbeads.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got lots to talk about on this beautiful fall weekend. We hope that you join us because you can call in. 888-302-3684 is our number. And we've got lots of time to field your inquiries about health and nutrition. 888-302-3684, start dialing. Before we get to your phone calls, though, the Pope was in town. Hey, did you hear about it? It's like, what, you've been under a rock? Yeah, they've been doing 24/7 Pope reporting, Pope tracking, and it made a big splash in here in New York, literally blocking off the streets, lots of security, sand trucks, preventing car bombs from careening into the Pope's Fiat, just unprecedented security measures. Unfortunately, everything went well here in New York during the Pope's packed agenda of visiting significant places within the city. There is news on the Pope's diet. Doctors have ordered the Pope to go on a diet. The Pope resides in Italy, the home of pasta, but he is being ordered to eat less pasta. Perhaps he suffers from some degree of insulin resistance. But like so many men and women in their 70s, he is being told to cut down on the pasta, walk more often, and lose some weight. In particular, he's suffering from back pain, and the excess weight may be putting a strain on his back muscles. The Pope, age 78, has amazing stamina. He's, you know, going to all kinds of events and, you know, giving talks and speeches, traveling all over the world. But he's a spiritual guy. And he's, you know, he's not, you know, a narcissistic person. He's not about bodybuilding or physical prowess. He's more developing his spiritual muscles. The Pope surprised many by saying he did not expect to remain in his post for more than 4 or 5 years. Unlike popes in the past, he's not going to have a lifetime appointment and die in office, in his estimation. He needs a little bit of a reboot on his health because he may be suffering, like many individuals carrying a little excess weight, from insulin resistance metabolic syndrome or prediabetes. So Pope is being told to cut the carbs and do a little more walking to reduce his insulin resistance. All right, 888-302-3684. All right, this is a really interesting story that relates to a problem that I see very frequently in my practice. Number one problem that I see in my practice, I mean, I see a lot of diabetes. I see a lot of patients who are concerned about cancer risk. Maybe they've had cancer, breast cancer, for example, prostate cancer, and they're concerned about it coming back. I work with a lot of those patients, hepatitis, ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, patients who have irritable bowel syndrome, a lot of patients with GERD, a lot of patients with asthma and allergies. But I would say that a main problem that I see in my practice, depression and anxiety, depression often linked to anxiety, is a major problem that a very high percentage of individuals suffer from, and they're seeking natural alternatives. And, you know, some would say, you know, that is an exercise in futility, because, you know, basically people who suffer from anxiety or depression, they need appropriate psychoactive drugs. Psychoactive drugs, if, you know, prescribed properly, ultimately you'll find an answer and you'll be able to deal with the anxiety and depression appropriately. But, you know, what I see is a lot of patients who come to me who have been prescribed a whole raft of psychiatric medications, and either they don't respond well to these medications, they get negligible response, or they get a response, but the side effects are so daunting that they decide themselves to get off these medications. So this is a big unanswered need in America, the need for more effective ways to deal with anxiety and depression. And yeah, we could say it's something about society, it's something about our fast-paced lives, it's something about perhaps our absence of spirituality, apropos the Pope's visit, and so on and so on and so on. But clearly, something's going on here that is causing an epidemic of depression and anxiety. And so this is an important story. And when I posted this on Facebook, you know, I post a lot of stuff on Facebook on my page. And, you know, I'll get a flurry of interest. I'll get maybe sometimes a few hundred people looking at an article that I post there. I had many thousand people clicking on this post on Facebook. There was tremendous interest in this. And the headline here is, new research discovers that depression is an allergic reaction to inflammation. Whoa, what's up with that? An allergic reaction to inflammation? Well, there's several lines of evidence that suggest that that may indeed be the case. Because, number one, things like fish oil, which is a natural anti-inflammatory, are very beneficial for anxiety and depression. There are actually studies that show that post-traumatic stress disorder responds well to omega-3 fatty acids. And patients who have suicidal depression after a suicide attempt, if they're given high doses of fish oil, they're much less likely to reattempt suicide than those not given omega-3 fatty acids. That's been demonstrated. That's in the literature. And there are a lot of psychiatrists doing research on essential fatty acids. There's also evidence that curcumin, which is a natural anti-inflammatory, is beneficial for depression. So what's up with that? Well, it turns out that the body's natural response to injuries, infections, or foreign attack is to generate what are called cytokines. These are proteins that trigger inflammation. Overweight itself causes a higher level of cytokines, resulting in inflammation, high sugar diets, lots of trans fats, unhealthy diets in general. And food intolerances trigger the release of cytokines. And there's another line of evidence that supports this, and this is something that I see very often, is we put people on healthier diets, we get them off of food that they might be sensitive to, like gluten or perhaps dairy. Or it could be something else. Everyone has an individual pattern of food intolerances. And their mood is enhanced. They become less anxious. Their brain fog lifts. And so clearly there is a connection. So the researchers say that cytokines skyrocket during depressive episodes, as in those who have bipolar disorder. This is like manic depression. Yeah, during a time of severe depression, you can actually see a measurable uptick in cytokine production. And when they're in remission, when they're cruising along, feeling good, their cytokines are under control. So clearly there's something to this inflammatory theory of depression. And in a moment, when we return, we're going to take a look at what some of the dietary implications of that theory are. What type of diet could have a positive impact on mood? New studies indicate that there really is such a phenomenon. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684 if you care to call us. This is Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure, too. I drink Superbeets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danishootsbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danishootsbeats.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 is our number. And, you know, I was talking earlier about the close relationship between inflammation and depression and anxiety. It is really not a reach to say that depression is possibly an inflammatory disorder of the brain, and that new strategies in the future to deal with depression, you know, since, you know, the drugs we're using for depression, you know, get about, they're about 50-50. You can maybe, you know, it's like flipping a coin. You might get a good response, or you might get an adverse response, or you might get virtually no response. So we need to up our game in terms of dealing with anxiety and depression. And now, and we've known this for a long time, I've certainly known this in my practice, there is clearly a link to nutrition. And so here's the second part of the story. Moderately following a Mediterranean diet alleviates depression, according to a new study. And it's a big one. 15,000 people participated in this study. It's a study out of Spain, the University of Las Palmas. And according to the study, participants followed one of three diets, either a Mediterranean diet or a more aggressive vegetarian diet or just an ordinary controlled diet, you know, typical, you know, diet that might include lots of sugar, junk food, you know, artificial stuff. And what they found was, by the way, in this study, everyone started out without a diagnosis of depression, and then they followed them for 8 years. And out of the 15,000 people, after 8 years, about 10% reported either a clinical diagnosis of depression or that they'd started taking antidepressant meds. But it turns out that there was a far smaller likelihood of taking antidepressant meds if these folks were on a Mediterranean diet or on a vegetarian diet that was rich in fruits and vegetables and relatively lower in junk. So what's up with that? Well, it turns out high levels of omega-3 fatty acids from fish and polyphenols from spices and vegetables and perhaps even, you know, some red wine might help keep cellular inflammation in check, because depression is ultimately, at least in part, and for some people, an inflammatory disorder of the brain. So, and this goes back to something that I've been espousing for a long time. The salad and salmon diet, a diet that is very much akin to the Mediterranean diet, emphasizing fish and lots of natural, antibiotic-free, free-range meat and poultry, and lots of fruits and vegetables. Plenty of nuts. That's the right type of diet to follow. So check out the, by the way, salad and salmon diet. There's a download at drhoffman.com. Lots of information on how to implement that type of diet. And even if you don't go to a nutritionally oriented physician for specific advice and tailored nutritional supplements, if you are suffering from depression, it behooves you. Take omega-3 fatty acids. Take supplement curcumin. And consider the salad and salmon diet, or a similar diet, the Mediterranean diet. That will increase your likelihood of getting a good response to your antidepressant medications. Also, studies suggest that if you're taking Zoloft, Paxil, Lexapro, taking methylated B vitamins, methylfolate, methyl B12, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, these are body-ready B vitamins that may have a positive impact on depression. I've seen it again and again. All right, this one, you know, we talk a lot about the potential for environmental pollution to cause, you know, bizarre symptoms. And we see our share of bizarre symptoms at the Hoffman Center. Patients come in with enigmatic problems. Sometimes a person with Parkinson's disease will come in and will discover after long interrogation that they actually live near a golf course, where they use lots of herbicides, pesticides on the grass, and this inevitably affects their nervous system. Headline from USA Today, family sues Terminix, son unable to walk after fumigation. Last month, Peyton McCaughey's family called in fumigators to deal with a humdrum problem of termites. Today, the 10-year-old boy has lost 90% of his motor skills. State investigators in Florida say it's because of the chemicals used in the fumigation. The boy's parents sued this week. The boy, his sister, his parents, and his grandmother all quickly became sick after the household fumigation. But Peyton was the worst, with slurred speech and muscle spasms. Everyone else recovered. But today Peyton can't walk or even lift his head, says a family spokesman. So, you know, there you have it. And variable effects, and especially in vulnerable kids, genetic susceptibility governs how badly you can be affected by chemicals. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684 for Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. And Heather in Ithaca, New York, welcome. How are you doing, Heather?
I'm fine. How are you, doctor?
Very well, thank you.
I have a question. I take flax omega-3s. Is that as beneficial as taking the fish oil?
No, in my opinion, pretty clearly not as beneficial as fish oil. Because, you know, the way this works is that linoleic acid and linolenic acid, which are present in flax oil, one is an omega-6 fatty acid. It's the essential precursor to the whole omega-6 series. And the other is, you know, linolenic acid is the precursor to the omega-3 series. They have to be converted by the body into the active DHA and EPA, which you get directly from fish. So if your body is efficient, you can be on a total vegan program and, you know, get your omega-3s from flax oil. But most people, as they get older, or particularly if they have any kind of challenging medical problem, or if their needs are higher for omega-3s, they need to take fish oil to get that pathway to work. So, you know, suggestion is that, you know, mostly I take my patients off of flax oil. and put them on fish oil. The benefit of flax oil, especially flax oil that's dark and murky colored, you know, not clear and transparent, is that it delivers a lot of what are called flax lignans. But you can get flax lignans by sprinkling a little bit of flax on your cereal or on your vegetables, on your salad. You can, take some, put it in a smoothie. Or you can take a product called Prevail, which offers the flax lignans, which is a different story. They're not so much about the essential fatty acids. They're about various compounds that help to metabolize hormones in your system and reduce the risk of hormonal cancers. And also, you know, it's just a great source of fiber. I mean, if you're going to take some kind of fiber supplement, don't take Metamucil, which is just physical fiber. Take something that's both physical fiber and that has the benefits of flax, which delivers more than just the physical roughage benefits of fiber. Okay?
Can I give that flax oil to my dogs, do you think?
Yeah, you can. I think that that'd be fine. You don't want to waste it. And you know what's interesting is that flax oil, it's actually part of what vets do for dogs who have the mange. So what you're going to see is, you know, your dog's going to have, a fluffy coat and, less dry skin, less itching. You know, dogs get down there and, you know, start chewing on themselves. And generally, flax oil is beneficial for that. Animals are very similar to humans in metabolism, but they have different nutrient requirements, and they also have susceptibilities. So for example, xylitol, which is a great sweetener for humans, is poison for dogs. It cannot be metabolized well by dogs. Cats, for example, require lots of taurine, very high doses of taurine. Humans, less so. Meat is rich in taurine, so you can't put a cat on a vegetarian diet. As much as you try to feed him pizza, that's not going to work for a cat long term. Similarly, dogs, chocolate's real good for humans, but can be very toxic for dogs. So, there are different metabolic pathways, even among mammals, even among animals closely related to us in the animal kingdom. But yeah, you can give you don't want that flax oil to go to waste. So yeah, put a little flax oil in your dog's bowl, and help give him a shiny coat. Okay, this item is very interesting because we've been talking a lot about beet juice, super beets here. This actual news release from the Washington University School of Medicine: scientists have evidence that Popeye was right. Spinach does make you stronger, but it's not about the iron. A lot of people think, well, spinach is a great source of iron. That's why Popeye ate his spinach. And, you know what happens when Popeye got into the spinach can. His muscles bulged, and he was ready to fight Bluto or whoever his rival was in the cartoon series. And it wasn't the iron, because the iron in spinach, yeah, there's a fair amount of iron in spinach, but it's not that bioavailable. Iron from plant sources, and dark green leafy vegetables do have some iron, and beets have some iron, in fact. But it's just not that bioavailable. The magical effect of spinach on Popeye is due to the high nitrate content in leafy greens. And the story goes on to say that research shows, this is done at Washington University School of Medicine, St. Louis, that beet juice boosts muscle power in heart patients. They found that drinking concentrated beet juice, which is high in nitrates, increases muscle power in patients with congestive heart failure. Now, these patients are often very weak and short of breath, and there's very little that can boost their performance. But they found that the magnitude of the effect was quite dramatic. The magnitude of the improvement in performance is comparable to that seen in heart failure patients who've done 2 to 3 months of resistance training. So just by, taking a glass of concentrated beet juice, the nitrates in beet juice, spinach, and other green, leafy green vegetables, such as arugula and celery, are processed by the body into nitric oxide, which is known to relax blood vessels and have other beneficial effects on metabolism. So researchers now are interested in studying dietary nitrates like beets in elderly populations. And they say that because aging is associated with muscles getting weaker, slower, and less powerful. People lose about 1% per year of their muscle function. And if we can boost muscle power like we did in this particular study, that could provide a significant strength and endurance benefit to older individuals. So this is a very cool introduction to what I do weekly, which is to talk about super beats. You know, I often talk about it in the context of my own athletic performance, you know, a big swimmer, biker, runner, I work out. But for those who are not as proactive on the exercise front, you know, maybe you're walking your dog or you're walking around the block, think of the circulatory benefits that dietary nitrates provide, a la the article that I just shared with you. It turns out that nitric oxide can help boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And now we know that it may improve muscle function in aging individuals. So this is not just for jocks. This is for ordinary folks who want to optimize. So join me and take the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Challenge. And when you order two boxes of Neo 40, you'll get a 30-day supply of Super Beats free. Plus, you'll get a free book that lays out the amazing science behind nitric oxide. Free saliva testing strips and free shipping along with a money-back guarantee. Neo 40 and Super Beats together, they're tested, patented, and they work. I can attest to it. Plus, now Super Beats comes in black cherry flavor, which is delicious, so you have no reason not to give it a try. Call 800-738-2198. 800-738-2198, or go to intelligentbeats.com. Again, that's 800-738-2198. Tell them Dr. Hoffman sent you, or go to intelligentbeats.com. All right, 888-302-3684. Let's talk now to Ron in New Jersey. How you doing, Ron?
I'm very good. Thank you, doctor. It's an honor.
It's my pleasure.
Speaking with you.
Okay. I'm speaking to my namesake, Ron.
It's of Scottish origin, from what I hear and read.
Indeed. Well, you know, just a little aside here is, you know, my parents were looking for a name. They're looking for a name. My last name is Hoffman, and there was this actor. Mm-hmm. I think you might remember him, Ronald Coleman, and that just rolled off.
I was named after him. My mother said to me after I was able to. Yeah, honest to good God.
Well, we share that in common, yes. Because my parents, that really is very resonant. It rolls off your tongue. Ronald Coleman, Ronald Hoffman. That sounds good. Okay.
I even got a little mustache like he used to have.
Yeah, well, I skipped the mustache. It's got a little go. Those are pencil-thin mustaches. They don't really go over in Brooklyn hipster regions.
Well, you know, the older you get, the more silly you get sometimes.
Right.
Anyway, my question is, my grandmother had it, my mother had it. They both lived to 89, 90 years old. Varicose veins in my left leg. It used to be painful. Yeah. I almost went for to get them stripped out. My mother had it. It's painful. I started taking stuff little by little, and it eased up. But right now I'm taking fish oil, krill oil, colocynth root.
Colocynth. Yeah, let me tell you about the fish oil and krill oil is a little like a belt and suspenders. You know, I personally prefer fish oil. I don't think there's that much of an added benefit from the krill oil. So I'd say, you know, just take fish oil. And when it comes to colocynth is actually an herb that's associated with vein health and in particular used for hemorrhoids. In fact, some natural hemorrhoid suppositories are made out of colocynth, but you can take colocynth pills and it will help your veins. Another thing that is helpful for veins is pycnogenol, which is a potent bioflavonoid. It helps to reduce swelling and capillary leakage. And then you might also consider a product called Vein PF, which has some really very potent bioflavonoids in it. It's made by Jarrow, J-A-R-R-O-W. I think we sell it at drhoffman.com. You know, the problem with varicosities is that they're already sort of ballooned out. And once it's kind of like if you've overinflated a balloon, it's hard to get it to shrink back down to normal size. And so at best, I think what you could do is prevent this from getting worse. You can also thin your blood naturally with pycnogenol and with fish oil to prevent blood clots, because once there's varicose veins, there's a greater likelihood of blood clots. And you can reduce the pain associated with the swelling. So those are some things that you can do. I mean, we do work with patients with vein problems, but ultimately sometimes if there's just too much swelling, too much pain, you know, you got to go for the operation. And, you know, two ways you can go. You can have the vein stripping, or you can actually have alcohol injections.
Yeah, sometimes it's okay. Sometimes it's not. If I overdo too many beers a day, you know, if I have, then sometimes I drink 3 or 4 cans of Coors Light, which my neighbor calls Girly Light.
I'm not going to bust you for your leisure habits, but I'm not entirely sure, in light of what we talked about last hour, that is the most beneficial plan for you. So, plus, you know, commercial beers, you know, probably don't have the benefits that you know, natural beers have. You know, they may be chemically laden, and you know, so, you know, look, that's not the cause of your problem, because lots of people have varicosities without touching a drop. They're teetotalers. But, you know, whether it's related or not, I'm not entirely sure that level of consumption is optimal for you. So, all right, we shared the origins of our names. That's a remarkable coincidence. Thanks for calling. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the #1 best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in California. For maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 is a number. But if you want to get us an inquiry, send it to radioprogram@AOL.com. And we won't answer it live on the air, but we will answer your question on our weekly Q&A with Layla, which is our weekly podcast, very popular, at drhoffman.com. Radioprogram@AOL.com. Make your question succinct and of general interest, and we'll answer it on our weekly Q&A with Layla. Let's talk now to Robert in New York City. How are you doing, Rob?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi there.
Hi. I want to know if there's any relation between breathing in a very heavy chemical smell and a later irregular heartbeat, because that can happen to me twice.
Okay. Well, what circumstances? There was a fire, and then within...
Well, something in my oven created a lot of smoke, and the whole kitchen was full of smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And the second time, I oiled an end table mm-hmm. near my bed with a very mm-hmm. foul-smelling oil. And both times at night, I woke up with an irregular heartbeat.
Well, yes, that's really interesting that you state that is a possibility. One could easily attribute this to anxiety because, you know, something burned in the oven and, you know, you got shook up.
I'm not an anxious person.
Exactly. Okay, so clearly there can be a relationship between smelling or inhaling toxic fumes and heart problems. Literally, what you get is if during a chemical exposure or a smog day, is you will get changes in the endothelium, the lining of the arteries leading to your heart. You could get disruptions of the electrical system within your heart because, you know, the heart's a sensitive organ.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's plausible. You may be someone who is chemically sensitive in that regard. And, you know, it varies from person to person. That may be your Achilles heel. Another person might experience, you know, muscle twitches or brain fog or, you know, another type of manifestation of a chemical exposure.
I think I got it one other time. I was walking around a very heavily polluted street, lots of buses. Yeah. And the same thing happened at night.
Look, there's no question that people, you know, they've done studies, and they've shown that people who live in trafficked areas, you know, where there's a lot of, you know, basic, automotive pollution, have a higher incidence of heart attacks and cardiovascular disease, merely because of exposure to these toxins. So clearly, you know, they enter the lungs, they get into the circulatory system, these tiny particles, and they can have deleterious effects. So, yeah, it's quite plausible. So your task is you got to live clean and green and avoid toxic exposures because you're sensitive in that regard. Thanks for sharing. All right, let's talk now to Larry in Queens, New York. How you doing, Larry?
Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Yes, I'm Larry from Queens.
What's your question?
I'm 63 years old, and I was just wondering, what can I do or how can I gain weight, because I have a thyroid problem. I have arthritis and overactive thyroid.
Okay, so you have hyperthyroidism. So
yes.
Inherently, you know, look, 90% of people with thyroid problems, they have the opposite. They have low thyroid. They can't lose weight. You have hyperthyroid, and so this causes increased appetite. Maybe eat like a house on fire, and you're still your metabolism is over revved, and you're losing weight. It should only happen to some people. They wish that were the effect of taking lots of thyroid medication, but, you know, often that doesn't necessarily work. In your case, the hyperthyroidism has caused you to lose weight. So what can you do? Well, number one, you need to control your thyroid. So how do you do that? Well, through conventional medical means. They're either medications, or you can get radioactive iodine to quiet your thyroid, or ultimately thyroidectomy, have the thyroid removed, and then you'll end up on thyroid medication for the rest of your life. For some of our patients who have hyperthyroidism, we can manage them like we manage any kind of autoimmune disease. You know, we put them on a cleaner, healthier diet. We give them adequate vitamin D, omega-3 fatty acids, maybe prescribe something called low-dose naltrexone, which is helpful for autoimmunity. We know that one thing that helps to keep excess thyroid in check is carnitine. The supplement carnitine is worth taking, maybe 500 milligrams, 2 capsules, 3 times daily. Or also the herb bugleweed. It's called, the botanical name is lycopis. It's not a very well-known herb, but it's actually been shown to have some activity in slowing down an overactive thyroid. So those are some things that you can do. But, you know, you ultimately need to work with an endocrinologist to make sure that your thyroid is well controlled. From a dietary standpoint, you know, don't be on, you know, a very, very restricted vegan diet. Make sure you have plenty of calories from fat and some carbohydrates, because that's the best way to maintain weight. Take some coconut oil. It's, you know, easily absorbed caloric booster. Contains medium chain triglycerides, which are actually helpful for maintaining weight if you're underweight. Other problems in, you know, a man your age, maybe your testosterone is too low. And testosterone can also be a factor in weight loss in middle-aged men. All right, I'll share with you that we have just completed a series, very popular series, that we posted at drhoffman.com. It's a 3-part series on what women faced with an early breast cancer diagnosis can do from a supplement standpoint, from a dietary standpoint, from an exercise standpoint. We muster all the evidence for helpful measures to prevent recurrence of breast cancer. And this comes in the wake of a study that suggests that women diagnosed with DCIS, which is an early stage of breast cancer, not doing surgery is equally as effective as doing aggressive surgery, sometimes bilateral mastectomy. So the study is well warranted. We talk about active holistic surveillance, which means watching, making sure that nothing develops but at the same time applying natural therapies. Check it out at drhoffman.com and have a great weekend. This is